It's 7 minutes after 10. I'm Kara Lawrence, and my friend Francois Henkins is here from the Contrast Quartet. Hi, Francois.
Thank you so much for having me.
Last fall, you visited Western Michigan University. You gave workshops for students, and you culminated in a concert for quartet plus piano, and gave a wonderful set of performances of Dvorak and other music. It was terrific to have you back. And now you're back for one concert tonight.
That's correct. Yeah, that this evening will be something completely different. We've been very fortunate that I think we've now been affiliated with the Western Michigan University Music Department for, I think this is our fourth year, where we're getting to teach chamber music. And part of that residency that we've got, we play at the Bullock Performing Institute once a year. And this year we get to do it twice, which is fantastic. So in the fall we played, it was a Mozart clarinet quintet, a Dvorak piano quintet. And of course, the years previously we would do very standard traditional string quartet music. But this evening we're going to invite our great friends, the Kruger Brothers, who are actually a American folk band. Instrumentation, banjo, guitar, and bass. And we're going to be teaming up with them as a septet for the evening. And that should be a lot of fun.
I've been anticipating this for months now.
This, fantastic.
Let's give Crossover a good name.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. Crossover can mean many things, and it unfortunately has sometimes had some from our classical friends, what do they call them, eye-roll-induced reactions. However, I think every time we have performed with these guys, the response has been absolutely phenomenal, and because it really is... like the banjo player Jens Kruger mentioned, to us musicians, it doesn't count just about the genre. It counts about whether the music is good or not. That's the main thing.
Listening to this show right now are people who love both.
Absolutely.
Classical and folk music, and bringing them together, as long as you say, it's played really well.
Exactly.
It's going to be a great time. This concert is at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It is a ticketed event, and you can find out more now through the Miller Auditorium box office, milleroditorium.com. Tickets available at the door as well tonight. The Contrast Quartet, however, let's establish, you know, its true classical credentials to begin with here. You've been together for how long?
We've now been together, I think this is our eighth year, or maybe even our ninth year. We formed while we were section leaders of the Chicago Civic Orchestra. And I myself, I actually studied my undergraduate years here in Kalamazoo. I studied with Renata Knifik, and then moved to Chicago, where I met these wonderful colleagues of mine. And since then, we were fortunate enough to live in North Carolina for a while, and we're back in Chicago and Kalamazoo. And it's been a fantastic, wonderful ride with these three fantastic musicians.
You began your careers with a wonderful calling card of a recording that brought together compositions from all of the countries you represent.
That's right. Yeah. So the name Contrast actually means contrasts in Afrikaans, which is my home language of Afrikaans in South Africa. So I myself is from South Africa. Our first violinist, Dmitry Pogorelov, he's from Russia. Our original violist was from Japan. And then, of course, the foreigner in the group, we used to joke, was Jean, our cellist. She's from Chicago. and so our first CD, we thought it was a kind of a good idea to bring new pieces or unknown pieces from our home country. So it was quite a fun project, that's for sure.
You have a second recording now.
That's right. We're actually just recorded a new disc with the Kruger Brothers called the Roan Mountain Suite. And we will talk a little bit about that a little bit later, because we're going to be playing it for the first time here in Michigan this evening.
That's incredible.
The whole piece. Yeah. So that's going to be exciting.
Again, 7:30 tonight. It's the live and interactive series at Western from the Bullock Performance Institute. So, you know, if you've been to any of these concerts, if you arrive at 7 p.m., you will see the artists on stage giving a little background before the concert begins. That's at 7.
That's perfect. Yeah.
All right. Like I said, let's establish the credentials of the Contrast Quartet with the Sirius repertoire. You've brought something along to share.
That's right. I think it was a fun idea for to bring a piece that we performed at our last BPI concert where just the quartet played. This was, I think, in February last year, so almost a year ago exactly, where we played the ninth string quartet of Shostakovich, which is one of his lesser known works, but also, as you would expect from Shostakovich, very serious. So this is serious. And this is a section from his last movement, the fifth movement.
Left me a little breathless there, Francois. That's a recording from a concert, yes?
That's right. Yeah, we played that here at Dalton Center here at Western Michigan University about a year ago. Yeah.
That's name of the piece again?
That's the ninth string quartet by Shostakovich, and it was the fifth movement from that work.
You know, even though it was kind of nail you to the wall, Shostakovich, there's still a lot of folky elements in there.
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, that's something that we in Contrast Quartet are very attracted to. We're very attracted to pieces that have, you know, certain folk elements in it, because it's been a tradition that, you know, has been around in classical music for hundreds of years. You know, if you think about Brahms and his Hungarian dances, and Bartok, of course, who's extremely famous as being an ethnomusicologist himself, which is another reason we're so happy to be working with the Kruger brothers, because that is, for us, it's a new way to incorporate folk music into classical music. It really is. It's quite remarkable.
I understand the Kruger brothers are from Switzerland.
That's right.
But they don't play, they don't yodel or...
They do not. No. So they are actually the two Kruger brothers. We should clarify, they are a trio, the Kruger brothers. They are made up of banjo player Jens Kruger, guitarist Uwe Kruger, their two brothers. And then, as they refer to him, their brother from another mother, Joel Landsberg. And he's not Swiss or German, but he's from, I believe, Brooklyn originally. So there is a American connection in their group. But
do you know how they got started?
Uwe and Jens, obviously, they've been playing since they were little kids, since the first time their mother brought them instruments home, you know. So they've been playing together for ages. And Joel was touring, also a touring bassist I must have been 30 years ago now, and they bumped into him in Switzerland. Switzerland's not a very large place, and so they needed a bassist, because their original bass player is actually Krista, Jens's wife, and as they were starting a family, they needed a new bass player to help, you know, with the touring and all these things, and Joel was just the perfect fit for them, and they've been together now for, I think, almost 30 years now, you know, so that's quite a wonderful thing.
Well, I'm feeling bad. I should have recognized them by now.
they've only been in the States now, I think, for the past, well, full time for the past decade, but they've been here on and off for about 20 years now. I think this is their 20th anniversary. Yeah.
Where would we most likely have seen them if we'd seen the Kruger brothers?
Well, the Kruger brothers, they do tend to play on the American folk scene. So if you go to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival or, for example, the Merle Festival down in North Carolina. Obviously, they're incredible musicians, so they get recognized by wonderful musician artists like Steve Martin, even. So you may have heard them with us on the David Letterman show, actually. So a few years ago, Jens won the Steve Martin Prize for Banjo Excellence, and so we were invited to go and play the David Letterman show with him.
Oh, that's quite an honor.
Yeah.
So he must be quite a banjo player.
He is a phenomenal banjo player, and I say that where there are very few musicians in the world, I believe, that can transcend the instrument that they play on. I feel like, yes, he plays the banjo, but he transcends playing the banjo. I think, as the audience will see this evening, about 5 minutes into the concert, it doesn't matter what the instruments are that these three incredible musicians play. It's just a vehicle for them to express their music.
Like they wanted to transcend the traditional bluegrass trio as well.
Absolutely, and that's what's so nice about bringing the classical string quartet in with the folk group. It really does turn into not just bluegrass or not just folk music or not just classical. It really turns into a whole new genre of music, to be honest.
Are they currently touring in the United States?
They are. And when I say they are, I think they play about 130 concerts a year.
Wow.
So they're very busy. We in fact, just played with them down in North Carolina last Thursday. And then 2 nights ago, we were with them in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, Scottsdale, Arizona. I should clarify, this different place. And then this evening, we're in Michigan. And then tomorrow, they'll be in Chicago. So they're a busy bunch.
All right. So they'll probably be driving here today in order to play.
That's right. That's why I'm the only one in the studio. They're still driving.
Again, the concert is tonight at 7:30 in Western's Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's a ticketed event. Tickets available at the door or through the Miller Auditorium box office. It's the Kruger Brothers, a trio with the Contrast Quartet. Of course, that adds up to 7. How did you come up with the music that you're going to play?
Well, it's not a long story, but when we as a quartet moved down to North Carolina, we were playing, in the concert scene there, and almost everywhere we went, people would come up to us and say, "Have you heard of the Kruger Brothers?" Because they're local, they live down in North Carolina, so everybody knows them there. And after about a year of this, we figured, well, we really need to make a plan and get to, introduce ourselves to these people, because they were quite well known at this point, because Jens Kruger, the banjo player, is the main composer of the group, and he had just finished and recorded a piece for string quartet and the Kruger Brothers called The Appalachian Concerto. And so everybody was thinking, you guys will just be perfect together. You guys should contact each other. And so as luck would have it, we had a conference in Raleigh, North Carolina, later that year, where we connected. And later that week, we set up a rehearsal at their studio, which was only about an hour away from where we were in North Carolina. And we just, musically fell in love with each other. It was just, and almost all of this music that we play with them, I want to say 99% of it is composed by Jens, except for the odd cover song that we might be doing, by the Beatles or something. But all of the original music is written by the banjo player, Jens Kruger.
It is a funny sensation to meet another player or musician or band and think, I just want to be in that band.
Right. No, I remember leaving the studio after that rehearsal, and in the car with all the quartet members, we were just quiet for at least 10 minutes, and we're blown away by how spectacular these people are. And
having met your first violinist, Dimitri, I'm maybe projecting onto him, but he was not planning this route when he was going to conservatory.
Absolutely. And honestly, I can honestly say none of us did. When people would tell us, you should meet the Kruger Brothers and play this piece with them, they're bluegrass musicians, I'm ashamed to say we were snobs about it, probably, as classical musicians. We thought that we couldn't possibly enjoy this as much as, these people think we would. And while we were put to shame, let's put it that way, because it really has opened up not just our relationship with these fantastic musicians, but our whole approach to music in general, to be honest.
Ooh, I want to talk about that, but let us listen to some of this a collaboration with the Kruger Brothers.
Right.
Would you introduce the piece?
Yeah, the first one, this is going to be the first piece with them that we're going to play. It's called the Appalachian Concerto. It's the first out of three big movements. And this is also the very first piece that we played with them in the studio. So I hope that you can kind of, as you hear this, get the energy that we must have felt as we just met these wonderful musicians for the first time.
You just tuned in, you just heard an incredibly infectious combination of bluegrass trio and string quartet, the Contrast Quartet with the Kruger Brothers. They're appearing tonight at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall, and my guest is second violin for the Contrast Quartet, Francois Henkins. You were saying this is one of the first performances of your collaboration.
That's right. I think we performed this, I think, within the first 4 or 6 months that we played with them. And in fact, this was also the very first piece of music that we played with them when we visited them in their studio the first day we were invited to go and play with them. And it was a fantastic moment that I will never forget, you know, honestly, because of not really knowing what to expect as a classical musician when you go and play with these bluegrass folks. It was such an eye-opening experience for all of us, and especially the level of musicianship that these particular guys have. It's just spectacular.
Jens Kruger is the one who composed this this Appalachian suite. And you said he had a story in mind for this opening movement.
That's right. Yeah. So the Appalachian Concerto, he composed kind of from what he would have imagined like it would have been for immigrants, you know, 300, 400 years ago, as they were kind of settling into the Appalachian region, you know, bringing the music that they had along with them, you know, and kind of how they react to the, you know, the traditions and the music that they, you know, form while they, you know, enter the Appalachian region, you know. And you can kind of hear that by the musical themes, how they evolve throughout that first little section. They go from, you know, some very European sounding, you know, modes that he uses there, to eventually going into these, you know, sometimes Irish fiddly sounding type music. And and at the end there, of course, is a very, you know, listeners will not be surprised to know that that little section is called Wild Horses, because there is this wild area that has wild horses in the Appalachians that he enjoyed and to think about as he was writing that.
And they spend a lot of time in North Carolina, you said.
That's right. That's where they're currently based. They're based about, I think, an hour and a half north of the Charlotte area, in the heart of bluegrass country and moonshine country, I should say.
Now, I was going to ask you about how your collaboration with the Kruger Brothers changed the quartet's approach to music and playing.
Well, that's a very good question, because, you know, as classical musicians, we do live in the bubble, or I would want to say the tunnel, brain tunnel, where, you know, we spend hours and hours and hours, you know, refining the craft that we've got, you know, and that applies to all music, to be fair. But very rarely do we get to venture slightly outside of those boundaries. And so of course, you become used to, you know, approaching a piece of music, whether it's Beethoven or whether it's Dvorak, whether it's Haydn, with a certain, you know, method of how to prepare it and how to present it to an audience. of course, you try and do as much historical research of the pieces that you play as you can, and then you try and bring something new to it, you know, as a string quartet, a new string quartet today. However, playing with these, you know, these people, I think it has unlocked a freedom in our interpretation that we did not have before. I think my quartet members would agree with that, where we absolutely, it's very important to us to respect the script of the composer, yes. But then there's also a level of freedom that we sometimes don't allow ourselves or did not allow ourselves before that you know, comes with every composer wanting you to interpret it the way you can bring it. Otherwise, it's not going to be effective to the audience. And I think we just have been able to explore that in a much freer way since we've been playing with these guys, our classical music performances in specific.
Would another way of saying that be that you kind of are able to unlock the moment of creation of music as if you were the friend of the composer and he was trying things out in the studio?
I think so. And also, we've touched a little bit on the fact that so much of classical music had folk elements that was inspired, that inspired the composers. You know, even Beethoven took a few, folk melodies. I know in his string quartet, Opus 59, number 1, he has a Russian theme at the end there. He changes it from the original, but he turns it into his own thing. But if you understand where that folk music came from and what that meant to the people who must have heard it for the first time inside this classical quartet, you know, that changes the way that you approach the piece as a classical musician today. If you can try and have that kind of a experience, you know, first figuring out what did this folk music mean to the people of the time.
One thing, though, that you are leaving behind in joining with the bluegrass players is extreme harmonic complexity, far-ranging keys and different chords piled on top of one another.
Well, you know, at least in the part that we've played here, yes. But the wonderful thing about Jens Kruger's music is he does explore a lot. I mean, I'm sure that we don't necessarily go into the vast dissonances. There's a lot of dissonance, but we're not going to go into the areas that, for example, a Bartok or somebody like that would go. I think most of the harmonies will be accessible. But the genius, I feel, of Jens Kruger's music is, and audience members tell this to us, you know, field come and tell this to us all the time, is no matter how complex he gets with his, whether it's the harmony, and he really does press the boundaries for, you know, their standard listeners, you know, harmonically as well. No matter how far he goes with that, everybody feels that this is still, you know, that it's still so accessible to their emotions. Everybody feels like they've been on an emotional roller coaster at the end of these concerts. And that's a real special gift that not every composer has.
The Kruger Brothers and Contrast Quartet collaboration is tonight at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. If you show up at 7, you'll see a pre-concert discussion about the Kruger Brothers and Contrasts on stage. It's a ticketed event, and details are available through the Miller Auditorium website, milleraudatorium.com. Tickets available at the door as well. Francois Henkin's my guest here. So you were so thrilled with the results of this collaboration that you decided new music for the group was in order, and you've commissioned Jens to write.
That's right. In fact, after our very first rehearsal, when we were driving back home, we said we needed to go ahead and commission a new piece immediately. And so the result of that was we got a grant from Chamber Music America to fund it. And the piece was called Lucid Dreamer. And I believe that the next excerpt that we're going to play for you is an excerpt, or is one of the movements from that suite, from that chamber music suite. And it is entitled Margarete. And Margarete was Jens and Uwe's mother. It's their mother's name. And she passed away tragically when they were very young. But she is the reason they are musicians today, because she's the one who would bring all the songs and all the instruments home. And that's how they entertained themselves when they were younger. But the remarkable thing about how small the world can be, I know it's almost a cliche nowadays, but to say that nowadays. But when we were driving to one of our first concerts with them, We were discussing our, you know, our backgrounds, and Dimitri, our first violinist, and Jens were discussing, you know, where they come from. And Jens told us that his mom, Margarete, was from a town which was called Königsberg at the time when that part of the world was still called Prussia. And that was right at the end of the Second World War. And as the war ended, she and her family became refugees, you know, as the Soviets moved in. And consequently, when she grew up and had children, they grew up in Switzerland. So they're German-Swiss. But it was quite remarkable to witness, because it turns out that when the Krugers tell Dimitri that their mom was born in Königsberg, a light bulb went off, and he said, well, isn't that Kaliningrad nowadays? And they said, yeah, it's Kaliningrad. And then Dimitri realized, well, that's where my mom was born and raised. So it turns out that we have these, you know, musicians from completely different parts of the world coming together in this small part of North Carolina and in the United States, and their moms were born in the exact same part of the world, just completely different countries, you know, I mean, pre-war and post-war. And I think that's a wonderful message, really, to see how music can bring people together. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, and with immigration being the big discussion these days, just hearing how people are connected,
absolutely,
in so many ways.
A big message of peace in this, and that's why Jens was inspired to write this piece in particular.
And it's called Margareta. Mm-hmm. And this is a new recording.
We released this about a year ago. Okay.
Margareta, the name of that piece, and lovely heartfelt melody, clearly intended out of love to his mother, Jens Krugers, remembering his mother. And this is part of a work called Lucid Dreamer.
That's correct,
yeah. And you, part of the Contrast Quartet, Francois, wanted to kind of solidify your collaboration with the commission.
That's right. Yeah, no, may there be many more, as they say, because we cannot get enough of playing with these wonderful musicians. The more, it feels like we're spreading a gospel of some kind, you know. It feels like the sheer joy and happiness of the audience members when we talk to them after these concerts. It's really a joy to see how, you know, something this unique can mean so much to people.
We've talked about what this collaboration has meant to the Contrast Quartet and how it's, you know, changed your approach to playing a little bit and given you these opportunities. What do you think the Contrast Quartet has done for the Kruger Brothers?
Oh, I would be entering dangerous territory if I just put words in their mouths. But what I do know is that the Kruger Brothers, you know, having come from Europe, you know, having, you know, growing up around classical music traditions, they told me that they always really wanted to incorporate some classical music in their approach, and we are living the dream, as they say, in that regard. Yeah,
it certainly widens their available palette.
Absolutely,
And Jens can write even more complicated
right.
pieces and
right.
music.
And, you know, it's expanded both of our fan bases in that regard. You know, of course, we now have people coming to our quartet concerts that would never have gone to a string quartet concert before, and vice versa. We have all these classical music followers who now go to Kruger Brother concerts, you know, so because they're now, as they call themselves enthusiastically, Kruger groupies, you know. So it really is, it's remarkable to see how it opens up people's you know, perspectives.
Is this the first time we've seen this collaboration in Kalamazoo?
Absolutely, yeah. So I've been hoping to bring them here for quite a few years now. So I'm really excited to have our Kalamazoo debut. Yeah,
yeah. Again, that's tonight at 7:30. Details online at milleraudatorium.com. It's a ticketed event. At 7 o'clock is the live and interactive portion, and there will be a hosted discussion about the concert and the collaboration at 7 p.m. If you want to show up a little earlier. This is a one set gig.
Right. That's right.
So about 75 minutes worth of music.
Oh yeah, yeah, about.
Do you have any idea what you'll be playing tonight?
Well, we're definitely going to be focusing a brand new work that Jens wrote called the Rowan Mountain Suite, and that's about a half an hour piece of music. While we just recorded that in January, we don't have anything concrete for, you know, for all of us to hear, but we have a little promo audio segment here that where Jens talks about the Rowan Mountain area and the lady who commissioned this work from them. This is currently the 50th year, I believe, of the Rowan Mountain in Tennessee, Virginia border, where they're celebrating the conservation of that area. And so they wanted him to write a new piece specifically for that region.
So let's hear from Jens.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rowan can be perceived in many ways through all of our senses. And countless words, beautiful words, have been written about the Rhone, and glorious photographs have been taken. But I've always felt that Rhone needed a wonderful piece of music to pay tribute to it, to honor it. Jens is able to capture the essence of a landscape and translate it into music.
Music is an enhancer. It's, for instance, you can see a landscape, but if you in a movie, for instance, but if there's the right music to it, it enhances the emotion that you could have about a landscape. It also shapes, to a certain degree, the landscape. You could have a very beautiful landscape, a very peaceful landscape, and like a very, you know, unrestful music under it, and it could actually, you know, make a complete different scene. It gives you a complete different impression.
When I heard the Kruger Brothers and works that Jens had composed, I knew I'd found my composer and my musicians. Rhone Mountain resonates in a deep and personal way with all those who visit it. And by the same token, the Kruger Brothers' music reaches into the hearts and souls of its listeners in profound and stirring ways.
Who was the lady we were hearing?
I believe that is Judy Murray. She is the wife of Stanley Murray, I believe, who originally headed the conservation of the Rowan Mountain area. And so it was wonderful to get to play this new piece of music for her and for her vision to have been realized the way it was. I really think everybody this evening is going to absolutely love this piece of music. In contrast, we absolutely love this piece. It's fantastic.
Well, Francois Hankins, I know before we started you were saying it's just me today. I hope I can keep the interest going for a full hour. And I'm happy to tell you that we are seconds away from the 11 o'clock news. Great job. Thank you for previewing this concert.
Thank you. I hope to see everybody there. It'll be, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, it will be a very interesting, if not life-changing, experience for everybody there.
Thank you, Francois.
Right.
This is WMUK Kalamazoo. News is next.